from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Belgian police arrest 12 suspected terrorists in raids across the country. The federal prosecutor's office said in a statement that police searched homes in 16 municipalities, mostly in and around Brussels. They took in 40 people for interrogation, and of those detained, 12 were eventually arrested. According to the statement, police carried out the raids without any major incidents. Prime Minister Charles Michel said the country would remain at its second highest security level. However, he urged Belgians to live as normally as possible. He said, "We urge people to continue to live in a calm way. We call on everyone to show calm and serenity." The country has been under a terror alert after an attack on the Brussels airport and subway system in March killed 32 people and shut down operations for several days. Here in this country, the U.S. President Barack Obama says that inaction on guns like the ones used in last week's deadly attack in Orlando is inexcusable. In his weekly media address, the president said he thought a lot about the parents around the country who have had to explain to their children what happened in Orlando when a lone gunman shot up a gay nightclub, killing 49 people.
Time and again, we've observed moments of silence for victims of terror and gun violence. Too often, those moments have been followed by months of silence, by an action that is simply inexcusable.
Meanwhile, in Orlando, funerals continued for some of the victims killed in Sunday morning's shootings. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website. This is VOA News. The man charged with murdering British lawmaker Joe Cox gave his name as Death to Traitors, Freedom for Britain when he appeared in court on Saturday. He's accused of a killing that has left next week's vote on European Union membership in limbo. Meanwhile, the family of Joe Cox paid tribute to the parliamentarian. Speaking next to a makeshift memorial in Birstall on Saturday, her sister Kim Ledbetter described the 41-year-old as a dedicated mother and local representative who will live on through all the good people in the world.
We want to say a most sincere and heartfelt thank you to everyone who has expressed their love and affection for Joe and sent their thoughts and sympathy to us. It has genuinely made a difference and helped us through some dark times in the last 48 hours.
The murder of Cox, a 41-year-old mother of two young children, has shocked Britain, elicited condolences from leaders around the world, and raised questions about the tone of campaigning ahead of the EU referendum. Iraqi special forces were continuing operations in Fallujah Saturday after announcing most of the city had been taken from the Islamic State's control. Iraqi army troops had earlier taken over an Islamic State command center in the region through a series of airstrikes that hit two tactical units and destroyed six machine gun positions. On Twitter, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said that Fallujah had returned to the nation and that Mosul was the next battle. Officials have said that jihadists are fleeing the city by mingling with the civilians who are also leaving the area. The French news agency reported that at least 20,000 people had left Fallujah in just a few hours. On Thursday, another 42,000 had already fled. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon met with migrants living at a camp on the Greek island of Lesbos Saturday and commended the islanders' show of solidarity toward refugees arriving on their shores. Mr. Ban urged the international community to move faster and to resettle more migrants.
Detention is not the answer. It should end immediately. Let us work together to resettle more people, provide legal pathways, and better integrate refugees.
About 1 million people have crossed the Aegean Sea from Turkey to Greek islands in the past year in small and often overcrowded inflatable boats.
The Soyuz is home. Touchdown.
A Soyuz capsule carrying a crew from the International Space Station made a successful parachute landing in Kazakhstan Saturday. The three-man crew included U.S. astronaut Tim Kopra, British astronaut Tim Peake, and Russian cosmonaut Yuri Malenchenko. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.